True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You got a little cop to you.
It is funny.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Hey, Guru, we're getting there.
Yeah, but it ain't no we're getting there. We had a great convo Friday, and you made it sound, because I'm going to read two tweets we got.
You okay?
No, I'm really not.
All right.
Because now you got people thinking, I didn't know that the Met color scheme was from losing the Giants. But of course, you jumped
in. What'd you get wrong?
Let's
cut to the chase.
My partner is what I got wrong. Listen, I brought up Baltimore and Cleveland, Art Modell moving Cleveland to Baltimore. That's nasty. And that's why I was trying to make the parallel with the Mets and Giants.
Mm-hmm.
But you jumped in and they weren't there at the same time.
Yeah, you made it sound like the New York Mets and the New York Giants had a rivalry. No, they never did. That's all.
It's a natural rivalry because the Mets replaced the Giants.
Yeah, it's not, because one team is on one side of the country.
This is from our guy Shasky. I'm going to read it to you.
Oh, God. That's what I said.
Now,
I was
when he's
stop
in here,
doing.
You're his best friend. Tell Shasky, who's listening now, why you would go, oh, God. Tell him.
Well, this moment in Giants history brought to you by Joe Shasky.
The Mets replaced the Giants and the Dodgers. We knew that. The orange from the Giants, the blue from the Mets.
Yeah, this makes sense.
No, I'm reading it wrong. Hold on. I need my readers. The Mets replaced the Giants and the Dodgers.
All right.
The orange from the Giants, the blue from the Dodgers, and the Giants and Mets played each other in 2000 in the playoff. JT Snow home run.
Oh, that was a
come
big
on.
One.
And he sent us the clip. I do remember that.
Okay.
But my.
Nobody said the Giants and the Mets haven't played each other.
Okay. All right. And then Jim Olay, our guy, sent me this. And this is when I said, okay, it's out of control because of you. Goo, don't know if you know, you may have. The Mets uniform color is a combination of Dodger blue and Giant orange. Sorry if you already knew. And I knew because you jumped in and blurted as if I was saying they were both there at the same time.
You know what? You're like Nico Harrison. You just got bailed out.
No, I got a better hairline.
By Mole.
All right, hurry up and go because I'm going to give you my top five storied franchises in baseball.
All right. Let me go first.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I'll set the tone. Yankees.
Gotcha.
Dodgers.
Gotcha.
Red Sox.
We're 3-for-3. There's five.
Well, there's... I'm going to go with the Cubs. The Cubs.
Gotcha. So I missed that.
And then to me, it's between the Braves and the Phillies.
Well, you got to pick one.
I'm going to take the Braves.
All right. So I'm shocked at you. Study, that's your list. That's the best part of the list.
Mm-hmm.
So I had, obviously, like you, the Yankees.
Okay.
I had the Metropolitans, the Red Sox, the Giants.
Of course.
And the Dodgers.
All right. You got three right.
And then what I did for you, Evan, is my second five honorable mention. The Detroit Tigers. the Chicago Cubs,
just
the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Atlanta Braves, and Baltimore Orioles.
Huh. Why don't you just pick the 10 oldest franchises in baseball?
No stories, Steiny. History.
Giants are not a top five.
Do you really believe
they're
that?
Not?
Borderline.
That's fine. That's fine, but I deal in absolutes.
But what's keeping them from that? The history is incredible. They got arguably the best player to ever play on the
first
team.
First of all, the San Francisco history is only a part of their history, and they're called the San Francisco Giants.
But why are you saying that like it's a demerit?
It is. They've only been out here for 40 years or whatever it is.
Now, we'll see what the people think. And nobody's going to be a homer just because we're in the Bay.
Fine. You want to, like, it's subjective. If you think
but
the
you
Giants,
understand how some could have it.
Right, because we live in San Francisco. No,
but I'm not doing that because of that.
No, but you're the Pirates. Oh, my favorite team. Why the Pirates and not the Cleveland Indians / Guardians?
What have they done?
I thought you said storied.
Yeah.
Well, Cleveland's been around longer than Pittsburgh.
Well, Honus Wagner, Roberto Clemente. I take in all the history.
You're using.
They got a movie about them.
Hey, who?
Major League.
What team?
The Indian. Well, now Guardians.
That was loosely based on the Indian.
It was.
Let me ask you this.
What?
About Willie Adames. And I get it.
I think you're being too hard.
Let's say we're halfway through the year. All right.
Okay.
We are basically.
Yep.
Is he on his way to being the biggest acquisition bust in Bay Area history?
Can I tell you? I don't know if you know your partner.
It's only halfway, but this is pretty bad right now.
But can I tell you who owns that right now? That award?
Who?
And you got mad at me the other day. Barry Zito.
Here's the difference.
Okay.
As bad as the Zito contract
was,
where
you're going.
They won titles. All right.
And we don't know if this team is not going to. But, Steiny, I think it's so unfair to think this is going to keep up. It's just.
Why?
That's why I feel like the Giants are in a great position, because if he snaps out of it, that's one bat that you don't need to go make a move for.
I got news for you. Snapping out of it for him is going to be ending up hitting .229. He's hitting .193.
Well, it's just about what are you doing when you got ducks on the pond. That when he's at the plate, Steiny, and you know, okay, Willie Adames, this is the best version of himself, and he's driving in runs.
But he's not. He's not doing anything.
And Buster did have, and I know this is Buster's investment, but Buster said, Steiny, if you look at traditionally in major leagues, when big names go to other cities, sometimes they often get off to slow starts. And I got to believe that's nothing more than this is.
All right.
But if we talk in 45 days or 60 days and this is still the thing, then obviously this is going to be a bad thing. But again, why you say Shasky and the Giant fans are so giddy, I'm going to join Lubman Thursday on Garlic Guys, Garlic Fries, Steiny Podcast. I'm just going to tell you the biggest compliment about this team is, okay, yeah, they're not scoring a bunch of runs, but that's how filthy the defense has been at times.
There you go.
But most definitely the bullpen and the starting rotation. Who saw this bird song?
Oh, what are you kidding? I have him on my fantasy team. It's like my fifth pitcher.
Okay.
Anybody know?
Verlander goes down, Robbie Ray, Webby and Webb. They got arms for right now.
They do. They acquired Willie Adames the year after he had 32 homers, 112 ribbies, and 93 runs.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you right now, he will never equal any of those in an individual season here in San Francisco. He will never hit 32 homers for this team.
All right, but
he will never drive in 112, and he's not going to score 93. Evan, would you take that bet? Hey, his back hurts. Never mind. Goo, would you?
Go ahead, Evan.
No.
Because you...
Well, he hadn't put up those numbers before that last year.
Well, he said last year was the outlier for him.
No, it was the best year of his career at the plate.
And he cashed that in.
But look at this. The last 4 years in Milwaukee, 20, 31, 24, 32 homers.
And 81 games are played in that park. But, Stoddy, you act like all 162 are played over here on 3rd and King. And I'm
looking at
you,
a guy with five homers. And he hit 32 last year.
And he's batting under 200. So there's a lot there going on. But I would fight you on the 32 bombs. He's got some pop. It's just about once he gets it going, and I'm looking at it, those hot summer days in August and July, and you're in Atlanta, you're in Cincinnati, mm-hmm. where the ball's traveling.
Eight, nine,
and he hasn't embarked 14. On that part. Well, I guess, to be honest,
they didn't open in Cincinnati.
Yeah, well,
I mean, they didn't. He hasn't played yet at that. Oh, yeah, he has.
Stoney, will you give a guy a break? But it's too soon now. I get you. The sirens are flashing.
Since when do you ever care about too soon?
Baseball is
you
a marathon.
You always are the guy that makes these bold, outlandish statements
after
a guy strikes out.
We've seen it so many times, Donnie. It looks bleak. I get it.
This is true. From the 707.
Give it to me.
He's not Jamarcus Russell yet.
Well, Jamarcus had nothing but his college experience.
That's why when I said bust, I didn't say free agent. I said acquisition.
Yeah.
See, that puts the umbrella over everything. But no, I mean, Jamarcus Russell.
Well, come on.
Was a bust.
I saw him in the Bay in summer in a fur coat. That tells you all you need.
Well, you heard what Mark Twain said.
He said,
the coldest winter I ever spent was my summer in San Francisco. Mark Twain.
I heard that one.
Okay. Well, that's the case. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
I am so mad at myself. To my list that I gave you that people probably forget, but Stoney, there was one glaring omission. And I'm going to call a timeout, and I'm going to get it right.
What?
The Oakland Athletics.
What about them?
They should have been on one of these lists.
Oh, my God.
And somebody's
going
out.
You don't have to pander anymore. They're not even in the Bay.
No, I mean it, Stoney.
Well, you said the Phillies.
But I included the Athletics.
So you're just taking the city.
What do you think, Evan? Did he really include it?
The one you guys all missed was the Cardinals.
And that's when I'm getting a lot of blow.
That's a good call, Evan. Who told you that?
The fact that they've won nine World Series.
I mean, you didn't come up with that on your own. Like, did you see it online or something?
No, my uncle lives there. He gloats about how great the St. Louis Cardinals are. There's also nothing else in St. Louis.
Man.
The Arch.
Well, they had Neil Lomax back
in
the
past,
day.
This past year, I don't know if you remember this, they had Arch Madness. Remember
they
that?
They did.
That is so great. I'll explain it to you during a break. Let's go to Coach in Los Altos.
Our man.
Hey, Coach. What's going on, man? Let me guess.
Hey, guys.
You got to sign Kuminga.
What a great show. And these Giants they're fun to watch. It's back to torture. We need a bat. Oh, no. And I think, like I've heard a bunch, I would trade an arm. You know, my list of five, just for the record, is you got to go with the Yankees.
All right.
The Cardinals are number two. They've got 11 World Series. The Red Sox, and then if you count the time for the Athletics in Kansas City and Philly, they have nine, and then the Giants have eight, and it's the Dodgers next with seven. So I think that's probably my list of six. The one story I've got about the four New York teams and how two of them moved here in 58 to expand to the West Coast. It's funny how old rivalries are. One Father's Day, we were back in New York. We went there for a family vacation and I dress up. My whole family were in Giants uniforms and we're going to the Bronx. We're going to the Yankee Stadium and the Yankees were playing the Dodgers. And what was funny is we walk in, and the Yankee fans and everybody, they were super welcoming. They're like, oh, this is great, wanting pictures with us and whatever. And then this family walks by in Dodger gear, and the guy just turned purple. He's like, I can't get away from you guys. I hate you guys. It was so classic that the Dodger fan, the former Brooklyn Dodger fan, was screaming at me and my family in Yankee Stadium because we were wearing Giants gear. So anyway, that's my list. That's my story. And love the show. You guys are ballers. Have a great day, fellas.
My man.
Appreciate it, Coach.
And I got to say this.
I got to put the Cardinals there. I think Evan and the caller are right.
No, but see.
No, they're right. I forgot about the Cardinals.
My list is not who won the most.
Mine's not either.
Okay, mine is just what my life on this earth, how I look at where you played, the history, some of the winning, but it's not just about how many chips you got, Donnie. And the five I mentioned, the Giants are in there, especially with the Barry Bonds era when every damn, the baseball world stopped.
Stop that.
What you mean stop that? Nightly, dude.
Stop.
Would it stop what? I don't know what Barry meant to you, but I know what he meant to me.
What? Tell me. What did he mean to you?
The greatest living baseball player I've ever laid my eyes on and had the luxury of going to watch.
Okay.
And I've seen him hit the most home runs in a season ever. And I saw teams walk him with the bases loaded.
That happened one time.
He was in another city, come to where he was from, the Bay, and then just become more.
I think the Cardinals are a more storied franchise than the Giants.
And I won't fight you on that.
Like, my five are the Cardinals, Cubs. I got to put the Cardinals there. I miss them. Dodgers, Yankees, Red Sox. That's who I got. And obviously, it's not based on rings because I got the Cubs there.
And the Dodgers.
Well, they've won recently.
Yeah, but they've got less than the Giants.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But you said it wasn't about winning.
Well, it isn't, but... Well, the Dodgers have...
They've owned the National League West for forever.
No, but they won in the 70s and early 80s.
Sure.
The San Francisco Giants have more World Series than the
because of
Dodgers.
Their time in New York. Because you also have to include the Dodgers'
see,
time in Brooklyn.
Yeah. No,
I only use it since they moved out west.
Oh, yes,
that's just me. What else are you gonna say?
You set me up.
How so?
No, you said you had something for me that I was gonna go off.
Yeah, the biggest bust in Bay Area history.
Yeah, and Zito, I think that's it, Steiny. Like, that was awful. Now, he had a performance in the All-Star.
He had one great game, which is more than Adames has had.
Why are you on him so hard?
Because I drafted him high in fantasy.
No, but honestly, Steiny, when will it not be early? The old adage is late in June. When are you honestly telling us, as we listen to you today on this Monday, when do you really get concerned? Or are you really there now?
It's not early this season anymore. Now, it's early for this 7-year contract, but we're almost at the halfway point. We got another couple weeks. We're at the halfway point. And he does not look good. That's all I'm saying. Now, I mean, he still looks, what do you think? Does he look better at, let's say, James Wiseman at his best?
Well, see, I think those aren't fair because those guys were rookies. They had, like Evan said, he had a great year last year, and then we took a flyer on him, or the Giants took a flyer on him, so he had experience. Those guys you mentioned, Russell had no experience outside of college, and we know Wiseman had none, so...
Well, when we talk about bust, it usually is a draft pick. You know, somebody who was picked high and just... But I'm with you. I don't think... It's not fair that Wiseman... You know, the Warriors picked Wiseman. The Raiders picked Russell. So, to me, it's about the teams that drafted him. But that's just me. Hey, you got that J.P. Morosi, Evan? Oh. Why don't you set it up for us?
Okay, so, sure. Earlier today, J.P. Morosi of MLB Network was asked about, essentially, the legitimacy of the San Francisco Giants, who currently stand a game out of first place, 10 games above 500, and obviously the owners of a 5-game win streak. Would you like to play the sound?
Yes, sir.
I've been so impressed, Lauren, by the overall strength of this Giants pitching staff. We know Logan Webb is so excellent, of course. All those ground balls, he's benefited from that Adamas-Chapman combination on the left-hand side of the infield. Birdsong has really emerged as a young stalwart in this rotation as well. And let's focus on Robbie Ray, the former Cy Young Award winner. Look at those numbers. And, Lauren, the thing that stands out to me is that what we just saw in that highlight a second ago, a swing and miss fastball. He throws that four-seamer more than 50% of the time, and the batting average against that four-seamer is under 200. The slider, the changeup, the knuckle curve are all in play. Again, he throws that changeup a bit more now than he has in recent years, but I go back to this. When you can locate a swing and miss fastball more than 50% of the time among all your pitches, Lauren, it's conducive to a lot of success. It's a great ballpark to pitch in, and we also saw that Justin Verlander on the IL. He is expected to come back, obviously, at some point in time during the course of the year. I like the Giants' chances to make the playoffs.
Man.
There it is.
Yeah, that's Bubba. Nothing shocking there, though, Stani.
Okay.
I know you're going to say this early. I get it.
Oh, no. I love you, Steiny, but that's an incorrect quote about Mark Twain. There's no proof that Twain ever quoted the coldest winter. No, he did. A couple things. All right. Now, the two things he said before Robbie Ray, one was the combination of Chapman and Adamas on the left side of the infield.
Okay. Tell us you don't watch without telling
us.
Well,
how about this? Hayden Birdsong has not been a stalwart in the Giants' starting rotation. He's only got 4 starts.
But the bottom line, Scott,
he's not a stalwart.
But he's not the weak link.
No, and but the point is,
I don't even think they miss
he's
Verlander.
Not pitching every 4 days as a starter.
Well,
he's.
But now you're getting too technical.
Well, he said stalwart. He should have said surprise or Birdsong's giving him a boost.
But them making the playoffs, when you look at the landscape of the National League right now, Steiny, I mean, man, this you would think they can make something happen. And as early, whoever's out there, with whatever time you feel like Major League Baseball, whatever juncture of the season they're in, the Giants got action. And the reason they got action is they got the two things that aren't going away. I don't believe, Steiny, if this rotation in regard to their starters and their bullpen keep this up, my goodness, man. And I did think of a bust. My boy from Dallas, the cornerback Larry Brown, that signed a deal with the Raiders and did nothing. So that when Oakland was, he came here to the Bay. Remember, he had 2 interceptions in the Super Bowl, Larry Brown.
I don't remember. Okay, I remember a guy named Rod Martin.
No, Larry Brown.
Three interceptions.
1995
in a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yep. But the Raiders got him. He did nothing.
Larry Brown.
Yep.
Sure, not thinking of the basketball coach.
No, it's the cornerback. And then also D'Angelo Russell. That kid. What?
For the Warriors?
Yeah. I mean, what would you say?
I think he was functional. They were able to move his ass. I
mean, but as far as on the
court. He played less than Adamas. And it's still early for Adamas. It's even earlier for D'Angelo Russell.
I would call him a bust.
That's an interesting one. I'd ask Evan, but we got to get out here. Yeah, I don't know if I could. I wouldn't consider D'Angelo Russell a bust.
I'll wait for the word on the other side.
Kelly Oubre.
Like, they're all...
That's
the same thing.
No, because they got something for Russell.
Yeah.
And they didn't get anything for Oubre. All right, coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, the Valkyries take on the LA Sparks. And you can hear the game on 95.7 and the Valkyries channel also on the Odyssey app. Kevin Dana, Sophia Jones, they have the call. And you can watch the games on KPIX Plus. With pregame starting at 6:30, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.